Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland Cabinet once again appeals Eastern Nagaland People's Organization and its constituent bodies to participate in urban local bodies election. Supreme Court says Enforcement Directorate cannot arrest an accused on money laundering charges after Special Court takes cognizance of complaint. Government slashes prices of 41 commonly used medicines and 6 formulations. And Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikan stresses on the need to perform in-depth analysis and not just collect data on DB cases. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Cabinet has once again appealed to the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, and its constituent bodies to participate in the urban local bodies election. The appeal was conveyed by Parliamentary Affairs Minister and State Spokesperson K.G. Genye after a State Cabinet meeting held today at the Chief Minister's Office Secretariat in Kohima. Genye said municipal and town councils are welfare and development-oriented councils which function on a semi-autonomous body for local self-governance to manage own affairs at a local level. Kenya said ULP elections are being held for the benefits of the citizens residing in those towns and municipalities. The state spokesperson opined that after prolonged problems of more than 2 decades, the state will be holding the ULP election in the larger interest of the public and their welfare. To this he queried as to why this ULP election has to be seen as a means for ENPO to register resentment and protest on their demands, which is already under the process at a higher level. Kenya further opined that ULP election is to do with grassroots level developments and is for the upliftment of the citizens. The state spokesperson therefore said that the state cabinet have decided to once again request the ENPO and all other concerned organizations to reconsider the decision on abstaining the ULP elections. He said this should be seen differently and added that it would be doing justice for every citizen in every corner of the state if the ENPO actively participate to bring in more funds through private institutions or from the state or center to further develop the urban local stations. On the issue of free movement regime, FMR, Kenya said the state government is taking all necessary action with the government of India and that the central government has also assured to reconsider the issue. The minister also requested the NGOs to be patient till the government of India takes a considered decision on the matter. The Supreme Court today ruled that the Enforcement Directorate, ED, cannot arrest an accused on money laundering charges once the Special Court has taken cognizance of ED's complaint. After cognizance is taken on the offence, the ED and its officers are powerless to exercise powers under Section 19 of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act to arrest the person shown as accused in the complaint, the Apex Court said. The bench headed by Justices Apay S. Okar and Ujjal Puyan said that if the ED wants custody of an accused, then it would have to apply to the Special Court. The bench further stated that if the ED wants to conduct an additional investigation concerning the same offence, it may arrest a person not shown as an accused in the complaint already filed, provided the requirements of Section 19 are fulfilled. The government has slashed the prices of 41 commonly used medicines and 6 formulations used to treat diseases such as diabetes, heart and liver ailments. The decision was taken at a meeting of the National Pharmaceutical Pricing Authority in order to ensure that the cost of essential medicines remains affordable for the public. The pharma companies have been instructed to pass on the information on the reduced price of various medicines to dealers and stockists with immediate effect. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant stressed on the need to not just collect data on DB cases but also perform in-depth analysis. Speaking at a Kohima District DB Forum and District AIDS Prevention and Control Cell meeting, Ramnikant highlighted the importance of testing in closed settings to curb the spread of DP along with the necessity for awareness and counseling where testing occurs. District Tuberculosis Officer Kohima, Dr. Chipentang Kitan, provided an overview of the District Health Unit's profile services available under the National Tuberculosis Elimination Program, NTEP, as well as the targets, challenges and outcomes. Dr. Kitan also informed that 3 villages in Kohima have been declared DP-free under the DP Mukt Panchayat initiative. During the program, a DP champion shared his personal experiences undergoing treatment under the NTEP. He expressed gratitude for the free medicine, treatment and financial assistance provided during his treatment. He emphasized the importance of completing the mandatory 6-month medication course without any interruptions and encouraged fellow DP patients to take full advantage of the available facilities. Speaker Nagaland Legislative Assembly Sharingan Longkama has been elected as the chairman of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association CPA India Region Zone 3 and President Northeast Regional Institute of Parliamentary Studies, Training and Research. Speaking at a felicitation program organized by the officers and staff of Nagaland Legislative Assembly, Longkama extended his gratitude to the CPA for trusting and according him with the responsibility. He exuded hope that with collective efforts, all tasks that lies ahead will be tackled efficiently. The speaker also urged the officers and staff of NLA to continue to work collectively and propel towards setting spectacular standards. Longkama added that with the cooperation of the able deputy speaker, they will be able to achieve all the objectives sincerely. The Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSC, has informed that e-book of Class 9 Science has been prepared with digital content free of cost for the students. NBSC said the digital content will give access to equal and quality learning to all the students anytime, anywhere and any number of times. The e-book gives a comprehensive digital content and aims to save resources spent on extra tuitions. The board informed that the e-book will be available on the link study.goyalsonline.com/ncrt-science-class9-english-medium/index. NBSC has requested all the heads of registered institutions to share the information with the Class 9 students and encourage all students to make the most out of the resources available. On account of National Dengue Day today, all households under Mukukchung District will observe a dry day every week. Deputy Commissioner Mukukchung Suvise Poji informed that cleanliness drive will be conducted for cleaning the surroundings and draining away unwanted stored water in flower pots, water cans, discarded containers, tires and gutters, drainage of water in stagnant areas to eliminate mosquito breeding sites so as to prevent and control dengue. And in sports, Indian football legend Sunil Chhetri has announced his retirement after a distinguished career with the national team. In a social media post, Chhetri revealed that the upcoming match against Kuwait on June 6 this year at the Salt Lake Stadium in Kolkata will be his final appearance in the national colours. Chhetri, the current captain of the Indian national team, made his debut on 12 June 2005 against Pakistan. He leaves behind an extraordinary legacy as India's all-time top scorer with 94 goals in 150 international matches. He is also the third highest active international goal scorer behind only Cristiano Ronaldo of Portugal and Lionel Messi of Argentina. Chhetri's retirement marks the end of an era for Indian football, celebrating a career filled with passion, leadership and remarkable achievements. And now to find the news, here are main points again. Nagaland Cabinet once again appeals Eastern Nagaland People's Organization and its constituent bodies to participate in urban local bodies election. Supreme Court says Enforcement Directorate cannot arrest an accused on money laundering charges after Special Court takes cognizance of complaint. government slashes prices of 41 commonly used medicines and 6 formulations. And Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant stresses on the need to perform in-depth analysis and not just collect data on DP cases. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.